Certainly, we appreciate Jesus this morning. Glad to see everyone here. Thank God that we can be back in Holly Hill, South Carolina. You probably can turn the mic down for me, brother. You turn it down. Praise God. And we thankful for the greatness of the Lord. He gave us all a good night rest and woke us all up this morning with blood running warm in our veins. We all a number of the living. I haven't heard of nobody passing out last night. I think we all is here. And I believe we all walked in here. I didn't see nobody on a stretcher. I didn't see nobody on a wheelchair. So that tells us that God is good to us. Amen. He got blood running warm in our veins and numbered among the living. We have activities of our limbs. I'm here this morning needing your prayers. You know, I don't take this lightly. I've been preaching a number of years, but I still get sometimes chill bumps. Amen. I don't get a little nervous. You might can't tell it. Amen. But you know, I never get too used of carrying God's word, because this is serious business, and this sacred desk is sacred. Amen. And I feel very honored to be able to declare the good news that the Lord has for us this morning. So as I said, pray for us. Amen. We got a word that we want to introduce you to today. Amen. I want to recommend you this morning to the rock of your salvation. And that's no more than Jesus Christ. He's the rock. Amen. We're not serving a peon God. We're not serving a God that cannot deliver. We're serving a God that's well able. No matter what your problems may be this day, you may need healing. You may need, amen, a touch from Jesus. Amen, you may have some problems and challenges in your life. Amen, you may have some family problems or whatever. But I'm here to recommend you the rock, and that's Jesus Christ. He's stable, he's able, he's there for us. We don't have to walk around, amen, not feeling like God is not with us. He is here. Only thing we need to do is tap into that rock. Only thing we need to do is let go of your problems and give it to God. How many know the Lord is bigger than any of your problems? Amen. Praise God. How many know? I'm gonna let you know. I'm going to take time and tell you who God is and what the Lord can do for you. How many know that he's a mind regulator? Praise God. Amen. We spoke a little in Sunday school this morning about this mind and how this mind runs and go here and there in all places. And it's our job, amen, to let the rock gird those minds in and put it under the subjection of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I've been living for God numerous of years, but when I have problems, when I have troubles, when, amen, hardship come, when difficulties time take place, I call on the rock. Amen. I call on Jesus. And the Lord come. And I want to leave this with you. I believe this is the last message of this meeting here. And I want to leave this to you. If you don't even come and pray, praise God, this day. But I want to let you know, take this rock with you. Amen. Because he will be there, amen, everywhere you go. We sometimes feel like we got to be right in the sanctuary, or amen. But God, when you get him in you and you in him, amen. He everywhere you go, you got the rock. Praise God. Amen. If you get a little low, amen, only thing you got to do is call on the rock, and the Lord will come right to your rescue. Praise God. I don't know nothing that in this world that is so great like God. Amen. He can be with you 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days of the year. Amen. And he tell us in his word that he will what? Never leave us. Now, who going to tell you that? Sometimes people get married, husband and wife get married, they'll say, I will never leave you, sweetie. I will never depart from you. But that old devil sometimes will make that happen.
That's right.
Amen. Haven't you seen folks look like that wedding they had and how they was all in love and man, they're just hugging and kissing. You just, I have seen weddings this way and just look like they will be together forever. And I didn't say a few years, but I said a few months. They out of there. One is at one location and the other at another location. But when I do like marriages and weddings, I tell that couple, I said, listen here. You need the glue in this relationship. The glue ain't the Elmer's glue or the Gorilla glue, but the glue is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't it right?
Amen.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You get that glue in your relationship, it will stick. I thank God this coming November, 44 years for me. Amen. I'm not going to say that every day was always, joyous and everything just worked all together. But we had complication. But guess what? We had the glue. When things look a little, getting out a little order, we go down in prayer and pray to the rock. And the rock glue us and keep us together. Prayer works, but long you got him there, amen, in them times of trouble, you can call on the Lord, and the Lord will come to your rescue. And I thank God for 44 years. I'm not saying 44 days, Sister Molly. Amen, 44 years, and that's a blessing. You look around today, I don't know the statistics of divorce, but I know it's pretty, numbers pretty high. But I'm here to tell you, when you get the rock will answer for every problem. If you need problems in your wedding, amen, your relationship, call on the rock. If you need, amen, salvation, amen. Some might don't know Jesus for the pardon of your sins. I want to tell you this morning, amen, in the fear of the Lord, call on the rock, amen. He can help you in your times of adversity. Praise God. Whatever problem you have this morning, do not let this meeting close you out. Amen. Come and get what you need because the rock is available. Praise God. Amen. There we go again. Here's that word. Come. Come to the Lord. Come unto me, all ye labor and heavy laden. And the Bible said, and I will give you rest. So I thank God. I said, I thank God this morning. Amen. Let us get involved with God. And he is the rock. Amen. For us. Praise God. Amen. And I want to say this. As long as your home is on the rock, you are in good standing. There's a song in our hymn books. Amen. Number 503. Amen. I don't know where your home is this morning, but I'm here to tell you in the fear of God, you need to change location. Amen. You need to, amen. Amen. If it ain't on the rock, amen, you need to put your home on the rock. It's this where the blessings are. When you need God, he's there. The song said 503. It said, praise God. First of all, I'm going to praise God that I live in the Beulah land. My house will all the storms withstand. It is not built on sinking sand, but my home is on the rock. Praise God. I want to tell you, sinking sand ain't going to pay. Shallow ground ain't going to pay. Come on, somebody. Do we have any builders in here? Praise God. Do we have any contractors in the house? Amen. Anytime you building a house, a church, or anything, you got to have a good foundation. Amen. If your foundation is weak, if your foundation don't sink and stand, when the winds come and the storms arise, it's going to blow it down. Praise God. But if you own that solid foundation, praise God, and off that sinking sand, you will be able to stand. But I'm here to tell you, when your home is on the rock, praise God, the everlasting rock, we don't have to fear when storms are near, because our home is on the rock. The song said, when comes life trials, thick and fast, when clouds are on my path, halfway cast, secure I can withstand the blast. Why? My home is on the rock. When trouble, do we have any trouble sometime? Or we all just every day is just Sunday. Everything just works all the time just fine, Brother Jerry. Not so. Amen. You might fool somebody, but you ain't gonna fool God, and you certainly ain't gonna fool me. Because, amen, trouble is in the land. The Bible says we all, how does scripture go? We own trouble on every side. Ain't that right? Yes. But not in despair, I believe it is. How did script go, preachers? Yeah, what? Read that for me. I want to quote it right. Trouble.
There's trouble on every side.
There's trouble on every side. But not in distress.
We are perplexed.
But not in despair.
Persecuted,
we are persecuted.
But not forsaken.
Cast
down,
we are cast down.
But not destroyed.
That's what I want. Because when you're on the rock, you won't be destroyed. Praise God. You won't. Amen. Because God will sustain you. The Bible, the song says, when troubles come that will appall, when other buildings round me fall. Oh, yes, because they on sinking ground. But what? When you on the rock, it said I could rest. Come on, somebody. In Christ, my all in all, my home is on the rock. Praise God. While the other building is falling, when you're home on the rock, you can rest. You ain't got nothing to worry about, because God got you standing, praise God, because your home is on the rock. It said, and when my time, amen, has come to die, I have a mansion in the sky, but still I sing ages fly. My home is on the rock, praise God. Then that chorus said, my home, if you didn't hear it in the standards of verses, the chorus said, my home is on the rock, the everlasting rock. I do not fear when storms are near, my home is on the rock. Praise God. When the storms come, when the problems come, we don't have to fear. We don't have to be wearied and well-doing. But we just know that God will sustain us. And I thank God for his sustaining grace this morning. I thank God, amen, we got the rock of salvation, and he's there for us, praise God. Amen. This, if we have a preaching topic this morning, it would be God is our rock. Amen. And this is so important to realize that God is our rock, especially in times that we're living in. We're living in difficult times. We're living in perilous times. We're living in troublesome times. And we need an anchor. We need something steady. Amen. In the rough times, praise God. Only thing we got to do is call on the Lord. The Bible said, amen. I want to tell you this, though. I want to tell you, we got to realize some folks try to do it on their own and try to sustain yourself on your own, but I'm here to tell you, you can't do it on your own.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It takes God all the way. How you know, preacher? I tried it. I tried to do it on my own. I tried to do stuff like I thought it should go. It never worked. Amen. Praise God. I can't even walk, and you can't either, unless he hold your hand. Come on. I can't even talk unless he give me the breath to breathe. Amen. What a break. I cannot do nothing without the Lord, without his protection. Praise God. Now this rock is a way maker. Sometimes you get confused. You don't know what way to go. You don't even know what to do. You ever been in that predicament? Amen. Don't know what to do. Amen. What you gonna do? Call on the rock. Stand still and see the rock. It's there. Praise God. It's coming to help you out. Praise God. I tell you, he's our protector. Amen. He's our pain reliever. I was talking to, he's gone now. I think he left early this morning. Brother Bob. He was telling me some situation that was going on with him. Amen. How the Lord just took all the pain away. Praise God. And I'm telling you, the Lord is not just a respectable person. He worked for us all. Amen. He don't just give one person favor and another person kind of kick him to the curb. But I'm going to tell you, he's a universal God. He's a God for you. He's a God for me. Amen. And he's able to help us with anything we need help in. Amen. Do we know that this morning? Amen. Praise God. I tell you, anything we need, he's everything to us. Praise God. He's everything to us. Sometimes you can't depend on man to come and do for you. But I'm going to tell you, God is always available. God is always there. Praise God. He's strong. He's mighty. Amen. He got all power in his hand. It's nothing that the Lord cannot do. Amen. He will fix it. He will turn it around. Praise God. Yes, in these times. Let's turn to Psalms now. Psalms 18 is going to give you a little insight on God and the rock. Praise God. Psalms 18. Let's turn there. That Psalm says, Psalm 18:2. It says, the Lord is my rock. First of all, let's stop right there. We have to realize that we need him. Amen. Amen. He can be your personal savior. He can be your personal rock. Amen. And when you get up in the morning, when you lay down at night, amen, he's there. Praise God. Isn't that such a consolation? Amen. To know that he's there all the time. Praise God. So I thank God. I said, I thank God, amen, that he's right here with us. The Lord is my rock. Praise God. And my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in him I will trust. Praise God. Look at what he is. He's my buckler, huh? And the horns of my salvation and my what? High tower. Praise God. Sound like he's everything. Amen. Ain't the Lord good? Yes. Yes. I thank God. Amen. He's my rock and he's my fortress. Amen. He's my deliverer. Huh? Amen. Whatever you're going through, Will, he's a deliverer. He can deliver you out of your troubles. He can deliver you out of your pain. He can deliver you out of your agony. He can deliver you, amen, from your sins. Praise God. He can make you a new creature in Christ. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, the Bible said he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Praise God. Whatever you need, he's there. Praise ye the Lord. He's your Savior. Praise God. And I thank God for that. I thank God. I said, I thank God. Yes, yes, yes. He is my rock, and he is my fortress, and he is my deliverer. He is my God. Amen. And then somebody else said, well, he's my God too. He's a big God. He can be a God for all of us.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You in Holly Hill, praise God. Amen. I'm right next state over, and I'm in North Carolina. Don't you try to, amen, act like you got all God up here and ain't got nothing in North Carolina. Don't try to lick your tongue out at our congregation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got God. But I want to tell you, yeah, 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 we got God too. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Right in North Carolina, right in Dallas, Texas, right in Guthrie, Oklahoma, right in Miami, Florida. Everybody can have a piece of the rock.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. He don't run short. He don't run short. He don't run out. Sometimes social service gives like free food and free, amen, apples and oranges and peas and beans and milk and all that good stuff. Amen. I'm not ashamed to say, back in the day, I used to be in that line. Because we didn't have. Amen. But so many times when we are in that line, it's a long line and we're basically normally in the back of the line. And by the time we get up there to the table where the good stuff is being offered and gave to us, it's the ran out. And my mother said, wow, we were standing in this line, standing in this sun, and we still didn't get nothing. But I'm so glad.
Yes, amen.
Let's change the flip side of this thing. I'm so glad in God's line. It don't run out. He has surplus. He has plenty. Amen. Praise God. It don't matter how long the line may be. God will supply your needs. Praise God. And that's what makes him God. Praise God. He can deliver. Praise God. Whatever he say he can do, he will do it. You don't have to be wearied and well-doing. You don't have to pull your hair out and worrying. You don't have to get disgusted. You don't have to, amen, throw the towel in. You don't have to quit. You just keep going. You just keep standing. God hear your cry. Sometimes you say, I've been praying and praying, and it seems like it's getting worse. But don't you give up. You keep right on praying on. That song we sing, pray on until the answer comes. The answer is coming sometime, but sometimes it just don't come when you want them. Huh? But you got to toil a little while. Huh? You got to work a little while. Huh? You got to wait on the Lord. How many know the Lord just don't work like that light switch? Brother Jason, go over there and turn the light off, please. Over here. Right over here. Turn that light switch off, please. Uh-oh. Turn it back on. Turn it back off. Turn it back on. Thank you, Jason. You were very obedient. Sometimes we think we can work God like a light switch. Lord, I need you. You want him to just come right quick. Lord, I don't need him today. Turn the light off. I'm pretty good. Then when you hit a calamity, or when you hit a problem or trouble, then you want to call back on the Lord. All the lights is on. How many know the Lord don't work that way? The Bible says you got to wait on the Lord. But they that wait on the Lord, what did he say? He shall renew your strength and mount up your wings as eagles, and ye shall run and not be wearied. It's not that he ain't coming. He trying to teach us some patience. He taught me some patience when I came to Holly Hill. Because I waited in all of you for 35 hours. Amen. So I know I got some patience. I had my cheerleaders. Brother Stephen, he said, brother, you don't have to sit out here. Come to my home. Will you spend the night with me? I said, thank you just the same, but not so. To God be the glory. I'm going to wait on the Lord. And I waited on the Lord. The next day the Lord came. Look at that man sitting back there looking. I believe his name is Brother Clinton. He called me early that morning. Are you still sitting side of the road? Yes. I'm waiting on the Lord. You the Lord? Come on and help me out there. He came right on. And the Lord made a way. So that's why I can preach like I preach. That's why I can do like I do. Because I know what God can do.
Yeah, that's true.
I knew the Lord was going to protect us. I had my two little grandboys. They were all stressed. And when the making wheels come through, while we sitting out there on our 95, just knocking the trailer, blowing it. And the eyes like this. I said, y'all calm down. Oh, God. Amen. We finally went to sleep, but we woke up about every 10 minutes with the traffic noise. And we all woke up with headaches. I asked my sons, I said, how you feeling this morning? I got a headache. I said, how about you? I got a headache. I said, guess what? I got a headache. We all had a headache. But I tell you what, my head ain't hurting now. And that's why I can preach and let you know. In these times of diversity, That rock will always be there. He will help you out in the times of trouble. Praise God. We can depend on Jesus. He will never let you down. I've been serving this man since I was 16 years of age. But he's been in my life ever since I was born. But I got converted, amen, at age 16. Praise God. And I want to tell you what. I never seen nothing like it. He never lost a battle. When I called on the Lord, he's come. Not always just quickly and swiftly, but he comes when he gets ready. Clock time. Take it down. We get confused sometimes with clock time and God's time. We look at the clock, we look at the watch, and say, Lord, I've been waiting on you. You ain't got here yet. God don't go back that time.
No.
I done waited 10 hours, Lord, and you still ain't got here. Mary and Martha, wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm going to come, but I come when I get ready. Yeah. Sometimes we have our time when we want the Lord to come. Mm-hmm. Like Martha. Lord, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died.
Yeah.
I called you earlier when he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, she was saying, and you were slow poking around. Now you coming up. He's been dead and been in the grave for 4 days and stinking. So why are you coming up here now, so to speak? Sometimes we get in that mind concept. We must realize that God is God. Whenever he comes to do business. He didn't worry about, amen, that he done died. Because you got to realize who God is.
Yeah.
He is the rock. Only thing he got to do is speak.
Praise God.
Amen, to the dead. Yes. Arise, come forth, Lazarus.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. You see the power? We sung that song, I believe, last night. Send the power down. We got to get this power. We praying and singing, send the power down. But we got to get a hold of this power. And always stay cheerfully and happy, knowing that he ain't got here yet, but I guarantee you he's on the way.
He's coming.
He's coming. Praise God.
Amen.
Brother Clinton, he said he was coming. I had to call him and, where you at, brother? He said, I'm on the way. Amen. And that's how God is. Wait on the Lord. It takes patience to be a saint of God. You got to wait on the Lord. Amen. And then that'll help you to wait on your husband and wife. Sometimes we yell at them and say, you said you were coming 10 minutes ago. Where you at? Wait on your honey. Your booze and all. Amen. Amen. I got in that predicament because I had to ask God for patience. Amen. Because I've been out here for 30, 40 minutes. It didn't take you but 10 minutes to get here. Wait. Have patience and wait. And know that God is on the way. Amen. You got some things right now in your life that you're going through with, some of us. And we're still waiting. And it's easy to try to give up. But I ain't waiting no more. Sometimes you be waiting on a blessing for your body. Just I ain't waiting no more. Call 911. I'm ready to check in. Amen. But I want to call Jesus. Amen. I want to check into his hospital. Praise God. Amen. Because he the one that made the body. He blow breath in the first body and made life. Amen. And he know about you, your extremities of your limbs. He know all about you. He specialized in his greatness. He know mankind. He created mankind. So call on the Lord. Amen. Call on the rock. That's why I can preach like a priest, because I know he's always there for me. And he's always there for you. Amen. Praise God. When you come out here to this altar, believe that this rock can bring you salvation. Believe that this rock can bring you healing. Amen. Back in my little small congregation church, we had one of the smallest chapel probably in the Reformation. It was a 675 square feet little church. And that still today is my sanctuary. In that church, I didn't tear it down. I built around it, but I had to steal the roof. But right now, that's where we fellowship in the dining area is located. But in that little building, I've seen so many miracles as a youngster growing up. So that enhanced this greatness within me as growing up as a young boy to realize what God can do. On that altar there in that little church, my mom sat right there, the altar kind of like this. And she went up with a walker. She had a stroke on her left side. Her lip was still twisted on the right side. And she was walking up there and she finally got there and sat down. Then some more saints sat down. But I'm looking at my mama. Amen. She was sitting right there. Do anybody know Brother Woodrow Warren from Oak Buggy? He came and was the evangelist. Him, my dad, and myself laid hand on this lady that was paralyzed on the left side. We prayed. That lip that was twisted to the right was coming to the left. Immediately, I'm looking at this. Then she got up. The left leg and the left side that she couldn't use, she started shouting. On the leg that she was paralyzed. I'm looking at her. Yeah, I'm probably about 12 years old. I said, wow. I didn't understand that one. I said, amen. And she got up from that altar. She called my name particularly. She said, Jerry, take this walker out. Throw it out of here. She said, I'm going to walk out of here. My mother got up out of this, the altar, started praising God, shouting all around, got up, and then used that walker. Y'all see what color my eyes are? See, brown eyes. I got brown eyes. I witnessed that. I'm looking on that. And that did something to me from that day forward till now. And sometimes I feel sometimes maybe a little hard on faith because that's all I know. Amen. It's faith and believing in God and trusting the Lord. But my mother got healed. And I witnessed that, and ain't nobody in here or nowhere can tell me that God cannot heal. Amen. I witnessed that. I appreciate Peter and Paul and John and all the disciples that got healed. I appreciate that. But my faith is what I saw in my time. Not 2,000 years ago. God's shop is still open. He still can do the same today as he did yesterday. He is a rock of our healing. He can save. He can heal. He can send deliverance. Whatever you need, God can supply your every need according to his riches and blessings. Now let me back up about this lady, Sister Lena. She had the spirit of healing. She never boasted on it. She never tried to say, hey, if I pray, you heal. Mm-mm. But when she laid hands, folks got healed. Blind man in our community was blind. My mother went over there and prayed. 3 weeks later, about a month later, he began to see. Our next door neighbor, young lady next door to us, had breast cancer. And my mom had breast cancer as well. She prayed the Lord healed her. And then she went and witnessed to the next door neighbor and said, you know what? I used to have breast cancer. The Lord healed me. I know the Lord can heal you. Don't go back to that doctor. Amen. Amen. My mother was just direct. I'm going to pray for that lady. She still kept her breast. The Lord healed her. So I'm telling you, this rock is strong. This rock is mighty. This rock can do anything but fail. Praise God. Only thing we got to do is just trust the Lord. Huh? Amen. Just trust the Lord. I didn't say try the Lord. Do you know there's a difference? You're trying him. But just totally reach out on the Lord. My mother saying, used to say, live or die. You know, some people have a little exercise. Well, live, or I'm going to go to the doctor. Or I'm going to go over here to the wherever. But my mother didn't have nothing in the middle. She just said, live or die. If the Lord don't heal me, then I'm going to die. And I'm going to hear, and I was preaching not too long ago on this healings. And I want to say, you know, sometimes the Lord ain't going to heal you. You know, it ain't his will that you be healed. He's going to take you out of here. You know, you're going to expire. And that's a type of healing too. Amen. He's healing you out of pain. He's healing you out of misery. Amen. You have no more pain, no more death, no more anything. You're there with the Lord. The Bible said to be absent in this body is to be what? Present with the Lord. So that's a good thing. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions. You ready for your mansion? Amen. When you live for God, you got a mansion there. And when the Lord see fit to bring you home, say, thank God. Thinking about the sister, what's her name, brother, that's ready to leave? Maxine. Sister Maxine Busby. Amen. She lived a full life. She lived an excellent life. Now she wants to go. And that's a good thing. Amen. Why not? Heaven is beautiful. Amen. You don't have to worry no more. You don't have to cry no more. You don't have to stress no more. You don't have no more pains. Why not?
That's true.
Praise God. When God get ready for you, say amen to his will. Let me say this. Some of us here right now, brother was talking about next camp meeting. He wanted everybody to come. I'm telling you, brother, don't look for that because that ain't going to happen. Everybody ain't going to be here. This meeting here, you'll never have the same people that's here right now next year. Because everybody ain't going to come. Not that they died or whatever, but things going to happen. Praise God. Some going to make other choices. Some going to be out of town. Some the Lord may even tuck someone home. So that's why we need to recognize this rock of our salvation. Praise God. Let's turn now to Psalms, the 92nd chapter. Psalms 92. Psalms 92, verses 1 through 5. It said, it is a good thing. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. That's a good thing. We need to give more praises and thanks. Sometimes I feel that we're a little too quiet. We're a little too, amen, just barely. We need to praise the Lord. Bible said, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. What are you sad about? What are you stressed out about? Amen. Why you can't say glory, hallelujah? Thank you, Jesus. I see you looking at me. Some of y'all too quiet. Why can't you say amen to his word? And then you're going to sit here and someone's going to sit here and ask me as a preacher, Brother Jerry, I counted this many amens that you said while you were preaching. And that's right. And I said, if you start saying some amen, then I can quieten down on mine. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I've always been a praiser. I don't mind praising the Lord. I don't care how quiet it is in here. I'm going to give the Lord due praise.
That's right.
Amen. Just witnessing to the word and witness to what God can do.
That's right.
You know how you go to some exciting places, y'all take vacations and y'all go to exciting places and you see them horses jumping up and down, you see them cars racing, you see all this stuff happening as people go to these baseball games and, oh, y'all, go ahead, tangle.
That's right.
I'm saying go ahead, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's what I get excited about. I don't get excited about them cars flipping over and somebody done got injured and them playing football. The next thing they know, the neck broke and they need some crutches and all this. Come on, somebody. We got this thing kind of backwards here. We need to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And that's what this David is a praiser. And I'm kind of like David. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy love and kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Come on, somebody. It said, upon an instrument of 10 strings, upon sundry, upon the harp with solemn sound. For thy Lord hath made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hand. O Lord, hear me. Hear my word. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. Praise God. Amen. So I thank God for, amen, this greatness and this praise. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. All right, let's move on now to the Psalms 31st. Let's see what they say. Psalm 31. Did everybody have the wonders up? If you don't, please go and roll your wonders up. Because you're going to have some wet seats. Praise God. Amen. But we can't. We just say, Lord, have your way. I thank God for the rain. Amen. All right, Psalms 31, 5. Well, let's do this. Psalms 31, let's go to 1 through 5. It said, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ears to me, Lord. Amen. In other words, lean unto me and hear my request. Lord, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. Then you got the witness. He just prayed, Lord, be thy my strong rock. Now he said, for thou art my rock. Amen. We got to just name it and claim it. For thou art my rock. And not only my rock, but my fortress. Therefore, thy name shall lead me and guide me. Lord, pull me out of the net that they had laid privately for me. For thou art my strength. Into thy hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Now, I like this. It said, pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me. For thou art my strength. Now, sometimes we get in some predicaments. Sometimes it seems like we are in a net. Praise God. But we got to realize that it said, pull me out. How many know the Lord can pull you out of your troubles? How many know he can pull you out of your problems? How many know he can pull you out of your hardship? Praise God. And then it says, for thou art my strength. You got to have strength in the Lord. Know that he can provide his greatness. Know that he is this rock. For thou art my rock and you're my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Amen. That's what we need this morning. We need the Lord to lead us, and we need the Lord to guide us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And after we close this message today, we need the Lord to lead us right up to the altar here. We need the Lord to guide us. Amen. And get help. Praise God. Don't just let this meeting close you out. Praise ye the Lord. You know how you stand with God. Yes, it may be raining outside. Yes, you may have left something home that you need to rush back to. You leave all that alone, because when you leave from here, amen, when death comes for you, you ain't going to be able to do nothing. So let's get stuff right. Let's get our soul saved. Let's get our bodies healed. Let's get, amen, whatever we need, whatever that's pondering us, whatever that's, amen, that's ailing us. We got a great big God that can do great big things, amen. And the Lord wants us to come, amen, and receive this greatness of the Lord. Praise God. It don't matter what's situation we may be in. Sometimes people categorize, oh, this is a real terrible one here, Brother Jerry. This is severe. It don't matter how severe it is. God is a great God. Amen. God can work it out, right? Amen. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing that God cannot do. Praise God. And we are living in a troubled world. Do you know we're living in a troubled world? Problems on every side. Sometimes I'll be listening to radio shows. They be calling in and expressing their problems and their concerns. And the man on the other end, he be saying, well, you know, yeah, sometimes that happens. Oh, yeah, he just go along and weep with them. But I was telling my wife, I said, I tell you, if I was on end of one of them shows, it ain't but one answer. And that answer is the rock. Amen. I don't care if you got mortal problems, the rock can cure it. I don't care if you're not getting along with your husband and wife, that rock can bring you peace. I don't care, amen, your finances is ran out, you've got mortgage payment, amen, call on the Lord, amen. So everything, anytime people call in, my answer is, you know the Lord can work that out. You know the Lord can fix that. You know the Lord, amen, can help you to go back to your wife. Then I get and open some scripture to them. Praise God. They need to get me on one of them shows. Praise God. Every answer will be answered. Every problem will be taken care of. Every need will be met. Amen. Now we serve this universal God. It don't matter where you are. He can work it out for you. Amen. Sometimes the devil makes you feel, the Lord, thank you, Jesus, gave me this thought. Sometimes the devil make you feel that your problem is worse than any other person's problem. Man, I ain't never nobody went through with what I'm going through with. Oh yes, they have. Amen. Don't let the devil trick you like your problem is so bad. And then sometimes we're too confident. We won't keep things confident. You know. The Bible tells us to ask and it shall be given. Seeking you shall find. Because everybody going to know sooner or later. Amen. What's going on? People send me. Lord, I got a headache. Lord, I got a bad heart. Lord, my leg is hurting. My feet is killing me. The Lord can, when you ask direct, the Lord can heal direct. See, he already knows. I'm not saying about God, because he knows everything about you. But, you know, we as prayer warriors, we can know how to get right to the situation. Even when you go to the man doctors on the flesh, they ask you a series of questions to try to pinpoint your ailment or what's going on with you. They ask you a lot of questions. Then they can kind of figure out what kind of meds you need, or what kind of operation you need to take. But see, God knows us. Amen. And the only thing he wants you to do is ask. and it shall be given. Seek, and we shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Not maybe so. It got to be a sunny day. Is the sun shining? No, I can't answer right now. It don't matter what day it is. God is still God.
Amen.
Amen. God can still save. God can still send his deliverance. Rock of our salvation. All right, we got one more scripture here. I believe it is. All right, let's turn now. One more scripture over here in Psalms. Psalm 27. Psalm 27, 5. Psalm 27, 5. It's just a reminder. We done spoke about this through this message. So this just gospel truth where we can see it coming from the confirmation. It said, "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And he shall set me upon a rock." Now that's how my Lord does things. Amen. He don't just leave you in the dump. He just don't kick you to the curb. He just don't say it's nothing I can do for you. Sometimes you go to the man says, "Ain't nothing I can do for you." He send you home with staples. He send you home with an oxygen tank. He send you home with a lot of little mess. Amen. And you just sit there. But I want to tell you, let me tell you, when the doctor say no, the Lord say yes. Amen. Praise God. It ain't what the doctor says, but it's what Dr. Jesus says. And my Jesus said, "I can heal. I can save. I can send deliverance. I can make you a new creature." Praise God. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Now, some of us been in the same shape year in and year out. Year in and year out. Count me, not to count me. We're still the same. Changes need to be made. Life is short. Hell is hot. We are in 2025. Praise God. When the year 2000 came, 2YK, that just blew my mind. We in 2000? I don't always think it's 1999. 2000? That seemed kind of weird. But now we've been in 2025 years. And the Bible said, and we're still not saved. What are we waiting on?
Yeah.
None of us, even myself, we ain't getting no younger. I know we serve a super God, but I tell you what, we ain't super men and women. I'm 65 years old. Somebody said it. I think it was Brother Hamilton. Brother Jerry used to jump around here quite a bit and it slowed down. I can't be in the 20s. I'm 65 years old. Year old, huh? Amen. I may have my little sneaker or little shoes on that can move around, but I tell you what, these bones are still the same. But God can witness to that. Hello, somebody. We old. I'm older. I ain't old. I'm older. Don't call me no old man. Praise God. I'm a new man. Amen. The Lord keep us renewed by his word. So we thank the Lord this morning, well now it's afternoon, for the word of the Lord. The Lord set the table. He got all the meats and the starches and the veggies and amen, even a little dessert on the side. A lot of times we just run to that dessert like I did the other day. I saw some ice cream out there and some cake. I ran right to the ice cream and cake. Sometimes how we do spiritually, we want the good sweet stuff. But the table has been set. And it's your job, as we sing a song, to come and take part of this great supper. But when I come back, I want to hear that, amen, Holly Hill, South Carolina congregation, man, they was on fire for God. Sister so and so got saved. Brother so and so turned his heart to God. This can happen right now. Bible said, now faith. I preached a message on now faith for about an hour. Just that word, now faith. How many know the Lord works now? And he can work later too, but right now, amen, we need to have faith to know that God can remove that mountain out of your life. Amen. He can move, amen, those things that ailing you and that bothering you. Now faith. Faith works now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. By the time we want to see it, I got to see it before I believe it. No, not in operating on the Lord. Amen. You just got to believe it, that it will happen. Praise God. If you can see it while yet hope for it, we must believe it. And the work is done. God bless you. Heaven is not a place.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.